WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Wes Montgomery was one of the most famous jazz and pop guitar players ever. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Montgomery was a virtuoso with a good head for melody. A new reissue catches Montgomery's quartet on the guitarist's only European tour.
That's from the double album, Wes Montgomery in Paris, the definitive ORTF recording, part of Resonance Records' Montgomery archival series. This 1965 concert, caught for French radio, has been bootlegged a few times in various forms, but this crisp edition was mastered from the original tapes, and as usual, Resonance pays the musicians or their survivors. The guitarist is in fine form and enthralled to the splashy modal jazz John Coltrane made popular in the 60s, with longer improvisations over fewer chords. Wes Montgomery even tackles Coltrane's blowing tune, Impressions. As ever, he'll play lines in parallel octaves for a sleek, clean, irresistible sound. Wes Montgomery didn't just have a great sound. He'd weave complex variations around melodic figures that might start out simple and catchy as a children's song. The complications were always elegant, and somehow he picked all that fancy stuff, sweeping the strings with his bare right thumb. This is from the same solo. Wes Montgomery, 1965, with drummer Jimmy Lovelace and bassist Arthur Harper. All those sparkling guitar runs and octaves prompt pianist Harold Mayburn to trot out some ringing octaves of his own. That's on Montgomery's 4-on-6, where you can hear that Coltrane influence. Sometimes, Harold Mayburn shadows Wes Montgomery so closely, piano almost sounds like another neck on Wes's guitar. After playing with Montgomery a little while, the pianist knew his pet rhythms and would lock right in. Sitting in on three numbers that night in Paris was the terrific Chicago tenor saxophonist Johnny Griffin, who'd moved to France a couple of years before after recording with Montgomery in the States. The typically excitable and exciting Griffin brings some darker color to the mix and even more bluesy energy. When his European tour was over, Wes Montgomery began a new phase of his career, making pop-oriented, easier-listening albums. As three ballads on Wes Montgomery and Paris demonstrate, he also sounded good just caressing a melody. Those later records made him more widely beloved, but you can understand why some old fans felt let down. They knew how good Wes sounded when he was really wailing.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Wes Montgomery in Paris from Resonance Records.